Open Mic, Brown Hands, by Lupe Algarin. You, Macho Soledad, the secret I whisper in the night. You fill your eyes with me, like a mirror I see myself in. Our twin hearts beat like congas, the rhythm churning our blood to salsa. Our brown hands entwine beneath moonshine, clasping all the love we'll ever need.
Tyrone. So the daydreamer speaks. Every time I look at Lupe, she seems like she's somewhere else. Or maybe she just wants to be. Maybe she's thinking about the guy in that poem. But if she is, how come she never smiles?
Gloria Martinez. Pampers, applesauce, strained peas. I look up for a minute, see Lupe smiling at me. I nod, then go back to making my list. Orange juice, baby powder, soy milk. I didn't even know what soy milk was a year ago. Gloria. Reynard pokes me in the arm, gestures toward the front of the room. Mr. Ward is heading in my direction. I put my shopping list away before he can ask me what soy milk has to do with Zora Neale Hurston and the book he's been reading to us, Their Eyes Were Watching God. I turn to Reynard and nod thanks. He doesn't say much, but he always looks out for me. I should have made a shopping list before I left the house this morning, but I barely got out as it is. Angel spit up on my shirt right when I was headed out the door. It's like he picks the time to do it, like he doesn't want me to leave. It took me 10 minutes to clean him up and find myself another shirt. If Mommy hadn't done the laundry for me yesterday, I wouldn't even have a clean one to wear. I was stupid to think I could do this on my own. Even with Mommy's help, I hardly have time to study or do my homework. Last week, Lupe asked if I could hang out with her after school, and I just about laughed in her face. Chica, I wanted to say, them days are over for me. I go straight home now, except for maybe stopping at the grocery. It's no more Gloria Loca, party girl. Fun ain't even in my vocabulary anymore. Once you have a kid, everything changes. If I could go back, do things over. But I can't. No sense dreaming about it. I love my angel, and that's no lie. But I wish he didn't cry so much. He always wants something. His bottle, a new diaper, the teddy he dropped on the floor for the 16th time in a row. Or else he wants me to hold him, like I can rock a baby and write a paper at the same time. And forget about sleep. He wakes me up in the middle of the night so much I practically wake up on my own now. 2 weeks ago, he wakes up crying with a fever. I don't know what to do. I rub him with cold washcloths, and then I take his temperature. I give him baby Tylenol, walk him up and down, and I take his temperature. I sing to him, I rock him, I give him a bottle of water and take his temperature. I must have taken his temperature 10 times before his fever finally broke. Then I put him in bed with me so I can watch him. By the time I close my eyes, the clock radio says 3:16 a.m. The next day I have a math test, which I flunk, of course. I keep nodding off between reading the problems and working out the solutions. I was a mess. Lucky for me, when I explained what happened, the teacher let me take the test over. I still got 2 years to go before I graduate. But I gotta make it. And I've gotta go to college, period. Angel's father already told me straight up he ain't having nothing to do with this baby, so it's on me. Mommy says she'll help. But it's me who has to make a good life for Angel. It's like she says, my life ain't about just me anymore. It's about my son. Lupe has no idea how lucky she is. How can I get through to her?